Hi, I'm Anya Zubeli. Welcome back to The Story of You. This is a platform where young entrepreneurs get to share their journey with the world. My aim is to reach out to other kids and let them know that they can accomplish what they set their minds, no matter the age. Today we have Diya Shet, the founder of Slurpee. Hello Diya, welcome to The Story of You.
Hi.
Slurpee is a portable water bottle for pets. Diya, would you like to tell us something about yourself?
Hi, my name is Diya. I'm 14 years old. And, well, I started Slurpee back in 2019. It initially was just a project, but over time it became my passion and, well, now has grown.
That is wonderful. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your hobbies, and what you want to be when you grow up?
I love to dance, sing, cook, create new things, and well, be creative at all points of time in my life. And because of that, I would love to become an engineer and, well, a businesswoman and an entrepreneur when I grow up.
That is like so, like, I don't know, it's just so overwhelming to hear such young people have such big ambitions. And like, you also mentioned that you love building things and being creative. So what made you realize this and anything?
So what made me realize is probably because I'm really creative and I love to create new things. And at every point of time, I'll always be adding my own aspects to things. Maybe it be school projects, just at home, or art and craft. That made me start loving building and creating new things.
So you actually built Slurpee, and I think that product was actually... So how did you manage to convert your love for pets? Because I think you love pets.
I love pets. So initially, this was not really a business idea. It was a problem I was facing at home with my own pet. Like, I could not take him for any long drives, maybe Lunavla, Khandala, because he used to get so tired, or maybe long walks to Marine Drive, because he used to start panting and eventually get tired. And we cannot really carry a water bottle, a plate everywhere we go, like a dog bowl, because that gets super inconvenient. So I came up with an idea, and when I had gone abroad, I think I'd seen something similar. So I thought, why don't I make something like this for the first time in India, and, well, start giving it to my pet, and it will not only help me, but others who are facing this problem too. And there are many dogs who die out of dehydration and not being able to get enough water, and because they get so thirsty, they end up like drinking dirty water from the street and stuff like that, which can lead to like gastrointestinal problems for dogs. So that like helped me overcome all of, like, getting all of this in my mind, I thought, why don't I build something which will help them overcome this issue.
Wow, that's like such a nice story. Can you tell us about Slurpee and why the name Slurpee?
Well, Slurpee, I don't know if you've ever noticed, it's a very catchy name. I had come up with a couple other names like Hydrocanis and this and that, but those are very technical terms, and knowing my bottle and the way it looks, and for pets, it has to be a fun and catchy name. So if I put a very technical name, it will be very hard to remember. But if it's something really fun, short, and, you know, catchy, then it's easier to remember. Then, and because dogs slurp out of the bottle, I thought it would be a really cute name to put Slurpee.
Oh my god, I never thought of that. So what were the struggles you faced along the way while building Slurpee?
Well, there were a lot of struggles. First of all, being a young kid, not having as many contacts, and obviously not knowing much of what the world has to offer, you do get stuck up a little bit and you don't know what to do. But eventually, with a little research, and obviously I had two amazing mentors, my parents, my family to help me and back me up. So the couple of things I faced was a manufacturing issue, marketing issue, actually building it. So I didn't know if it was going to work. First of all, it's just like a drawing structure. You don't exactly know the dimensions or how it's going. So that was a little bit issue, like actually designing it and knowing how it will work at all or not.
So you actually drew the design, and I actually read that nobody would manufacture the product. You couldn't find anybody.
And even if they would, it would be so expensive that it would go over budget, and there's no point like going in a complete loss from the beginning. So we had to put in a lot of effort to actually find the right manufacturer.
Yes, totally. It does take a lot of time, and since your product is like so perfect now, you do really deserve that.
Yeah.
Did the pandemic affect Slurpee as a business, and how did you deal with it?
Definitely. I think the pandemic has affected so many businesses all over, the biggest and the smallest of businesses. So it did affect Slurpee too. I mean, there was less production, there was less selling. I mean, the marketing was going slow, but I overcame it by like not giving up. Like even though the pandemic was there, I took it in a very positive way by getting ideas how to market, how to expand Slurpee, how to get the word out to majority of people, because in pandemics, so many people have gotten pets that it's the right time to actually expand my business and get a lot more customers to buy it.
Yes, and that's really true. So how did you take it from a product to, you know, be in a complete readiness state?
So I had my mentors back me up. Obviously, I didn't know what to do next, and they're professional, well, mentors. So they taught me how to actually get forward with it. First, it was just an idea listed on a piece of paper. Then it actually became a model where in no time, honestly, it feels like a dream getting 2 years back, having it on paper to now actually having it as a running business.
So how did your friends and family react to the product?
Well, they were actually really, really happy. First of all, when I had honestly listed on down on a paper, they were like, okay, I don't know if this is going to happen. Obviously, they were really happy, but I know they had their setbacks. Like, is this going to happen? Is this going to be possible? They had their own sets of questions and doubts. But I think over time, when I finished the product and I actually had it out and launched, they were so happy for me. And they couldn't believe, like, their eyes, like, such at such a young age, I have proven that I could do something and make something.
Oh my God, that is like so inspiring for everybody who's listening. And what differentiates your products from other pet water bottles in the market?
So as you're in India, there's a lot of dirty water. So I put a filter in, which actually filters. So we have a locking system, which helps the user not to spill the water out, and has a nice silicone ring around it, so which will help spilling. It's BPA-free plastic all over, so it's completely harmless. It has a locking system, so it does not spill, and you can put all the water back in. So India has a lot of problem wasting water, etc. So I came up with an idea where I put all the water back in. So none of the water you need to throw out of the window, or you know, if you're at some place like indoors, you know, you don't really get space to throw the water out. So you actually take all the water back in, which is extra, and it has a filter. So in case the water is really dirty, which the dog has used, it will filter the water and put back clean. Dog is provided with clean water.
Oh my God! I never thought that one product that was like probably so much had so much inside it, a filter, a lock, a silicone
ring. The initial idea was to make it very portable, so get all of this into one small bottle and make it very convenient for them to even carry around.
Oh my God, this is just amazing. Your marketing strategy, and what really worked? So like, did you go for pop-ups online?
So for in the beginning, I think I was very overconfident with my product and marketing. I had never really taken marketing as this big aspect that I really need to work on it. Once my product was over, I expected it to sell out like crazy. Like the first go, I had made so many bottles. I was like, oh, this is going to get over. But well, reality came in and it didn't. And I realized the importance of marketing. So first of all, I started an Insta handle, which really helped me spread my word. I had my friends, you know, tag me here and there. So more and more people get a word about it. I obviously told my trainers, every pet related thing, like a trainer, probably your groomers, your doctors, so they could spread on pamphlets. I did a couple of pop-ups. I actually featured in the Dogs and More magazine. My bottle did feature in that. So that's a very important aspect where people read the magazine and actually get to know about Slurpee. And those things actually worked in my favor in letting people, not only in India, but all over. I was getting emails from all over the world. And honestly, at that point of time, I was not really supplying globally, and yet not supplying globally, unfortunately. But I hope to do in the future.
Wow. And, you know, I think word of mouth really helps. And many people...
Yeah, really helps. And I think many people underestimate the power of word of mouth, but it's really powerful because many people get to know about your product through that.
Yes. What's your dream vision and expansion plan for Slurpee?
It's definitely selling it globally and everybody knowing about Slurpee and it being a recognizable brand rather than just a small-time Indian Mumbai brand. It should be global and should be recognized by everyone around the world and should be common.
Like, do you want to sell Slurpee on what medium?
Online really helps. So I think the new generation is only shopping online. Everything we do is online. We're doing online shopping, online grocery. It's very convenient rather than in person going and picking it up. So I think online is a very big thing, and I would love to have my own website and sell it on different websites too. I have been selling it on a couple of websites and it has been sold out, and I hope to renew my partnership with them soon.
Wow, what were the sacrifices you made along the way to actually build Slopy? Did you miss important things? And
definitely, every Saturday we had a 5 hour, 4 hour, 5 hour lecture in the morning. So, you know, for me as a kid, obviously for every kid as a Saturday would be a friend's day, you know, off school, nothing to do, waking up late. So for me, that was a really big thing because I do not wake up early. And I used to wake up early every Saturday for around 20 to 25 weeks and go to YEA to actually build it. Then for 3 hours a day, I used to sit and list down stuff. I used to miss going with my friends. I used to not go down to play in my building. There were a couple of times in school, like while the teacher's teaching, I used to like just note down about Slopy. So definitely a couple, like, you know, I used to not concentrate in things. But now, luckily, all those sacrifices have come to work. Yeah.
And I think all the sacrifices were worth it.
Definitely.
Yeah. So what are the learnings you have had in this journey while building Slopy?
There were a lot of learnings. I think first one is overconfidence. I had learned how to overcome my overconfidence and not have too much pride in what I have done and not got all of this to my head. Like in the beginning, I used to be like, oh, I have made something. I think for a minute it did get to my head, but I think in the end you do fall down into reality and know you're a kid and you do have to work hard to achieve something. So it, like, you cannot just sit for some time and be like, oh, I'm done with this. You have to, it's over a period of time that you achieve success. So you cannot just sit down that once you're done with your product, that's it. That's not about it. It's the whole journey that is important.
Yes, I totally agree with you. You have to kind of just go with the flow kind of thing. So for all the children who are looking to launch their own product, and what would you recommend and what would you tell them?
I think you should not look at your age or do not follow the norms of society that, oh, you're just a kid, you can't do anything. Just go ahead, be creative, do whatever you like. If you're passionate about something, go ahead and do it. There are so many people you can connect with all over. Like, I have had so many investor panels. I have, you know, spoken to so many, like, I have gone to investor panels. YEA has invited me to speak in one of them. I have actually spoken to a couple of mentors like Mr. Marivala and stuff like that and actually gone to them. So they have explained to me one big thing is, do not look at your age. And if you're passionate about something, you go and do it. Do not look at your age. Whatever you do, you have to be dedicated to it. You cannot just stop halfway or get demotivated in the beginning. I think once you start something, you have to give it your whole heart to get true results.
Yes, and yes, you have to really be dedicated and you just have to be focused, I think.
Very focused. I mean, starting something is not asking you to leave your life behind, your fun behind. It's just asking you, instead of maybe binge watching Netflix for 2 hours, you can cut out that and watch Netflix for half an hour and maybe 1.5 hour work on what you're really passionate about. So, age is just a number. You're never too old or too young to do something.
Yes, how do you manage your studies, school, friends, grades, everything with Slopy?
I actually, so now in the beginning, I think I was in sixth or seventh grade when I started Slopy. That time it was obviously not such a big of a load. I could manage stuff time by time because you didn't get that many assignments. But now grade 8 and now going to grade 9, it is definitely a lot of pressure. So I put it aside for some time, but obviously my mom is starting to take over Slopy now, my mom and my dad's company, and they are thinking about expanding Slopy on a bigger notice with my help on the side, but mainly they are going to be doing the work now, carry forwarding my company and making it much larger, because obviously now 9th grade, 10th grade is going to be a lot of pressure, so I won't really get time to handle a business. But definitely starting the business and, you know, working and getting the base through was six, seven
totally
kids, so
yours.
that's sort of been, yeah.
And I think you really worked very, very hard in all you, how you mentioned every Saturday.
Every single Saturday I used to go. And, you know, for a kid, Saturdays,
no
you know,
school,
sacrificing a Saturday,
free.
No school, exactly. So sacrificing Saturdays was a big thing for me.
Yes, totally. Like for every kid, sacrificing Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, so you also mentioned you love building things. So what do you want to be when you grow up?
An entrepreneur, businesswoman, and engineer. So I would like to start my own company when I grow up.
So what in engineering would you like to do?
Mechanical engineering.
Wow. And what's the reason? Why do you want to do engineering?
So my dad, my dadu, all of them have an engineering background, and they all make flare gases, and they have this company which builds stuff. So obviously getting influenced by them, seeing what they do, it's obviously been really passionate. Going to my dad's office, you know, as a kid, I used to go every, like once a week after school to my dad's office and see how everything's going on. And honestly, it used to be such a great experience to see how office works, to see how my dad works, to see all the factories and everything going on. So it's definitely been my passion since then, and since a kid, I think since 4 years of age, I've always been like, okay, I want to be an engineer. So it's been like, you know, set into my mind since I was a kid.
Wow, that must be like so cool, you know, like seeing factories and you wanted to become an engineer since you were 4, so
so seeing my dad, my dadu, I think one thing that many people misunderstand when you're following your dad's steps is maybe they are forced to do that. But in my case, it's not that. It's probably just like passion that I've seen my entire family work towards that, and seeing all the emails, meetings, stuff like that. It's become a passion now.
And also, I would like to mention that you have two products, Slopee and Slopee Plus. So can
That's
you please
correct.
Tell us the difference between both of them?
So Slurpee is only water, and it has a filtration and a knob and a locking system. Whereas Slurpee Plus is meant for dogs if they are going out on a really, really long day. It has water and a food compartment to store. So if they're just on the go and they want to have maybe their lunch or their dog food, just you need to take the food container from the bottom and empty it in the knob where you drink water from, and they can just have it from there. And similarly, this also has a locking system, and you can give them water and food while they're on the go. So they don't really need to stop anywhere to worry about how they'll give the dog food.
So it's like two in one. That's really
That's
fabulous.
Correct. So like what I do is not only lunch or dinner, even if I want to carry my treats if he's going somewhere, I put his little treats inside that, and he can have treats on the car ride, while going for walks, etc.
So I have a question for you here. In Slurpee Plus, are there like two separate knobs for the food and the water, or are they the same?
No, so basically, the water is attached to the bottle, and right under that, there's another compartment you just scroll over, and the food will come out. So it's just this thing that you have to tighten. It's like a little dabba in the bottom.
Wow, it's like, I don't know, it's really nice.
So obviously, Slurpee Plus has lesser water. So Slurpee has more water storage, but Slurpee Plus is divided. So it has, supposing 100 ml of food, if it's like a 300 ml bottle, it's probably 200 ml water and 100 ml food. So it's obviously divided then.
Yes. And you know, about your orders. And so what's the main place where you get orders from, or do you do event managing?
I actually get most orders personally on Insta, or even Heads Up for Tales. I supply to them every month. For them, in the middle, we had supplied 20 bottles to Petsy, to Petsy.com, the online website. And then we had done a pop-up called Dogs and More, which really helped me get contacts. Like the Myntra, Big Bazaar, all of them have actually contacted me, you know, knowing about my company. And honestly, word of mouth also helps a lot. That's also really helped me. Like in Jaipur once, I remember I had given one of my cousin, you know, a water bottle when I had gone, and their pet was drinking. And this one lady entered, and obviously she had a dog, and she was like, "What is this?" And obviously then Slurpee passed on to there, and I got like an order for a lot of bottles from Jaipur for a dog birthday party.
Wow, that must be like a
That was honestly overwhelming because I had just started Slurpee out there. It had been like 2 months since I had launched Slurpee, and getting such a big order at that time was so overwhelming. And so I think it was a moment of pride and, you know.
You also mentioned you, Big Bazaar, Myntra, everyone contacted
yeah.
you. So did you
yeah.
actually supply your water?
No. No, no, no. I did not have enough. So Myntra and Big Bazaar and all of that needed a production of around 3,000 bottles a month or 1,000 bottles a month, which was honestly over what I could do. So at that point in time, it was going to be a small business. So I was like, I cannot afford to manufacture more like 3,000 bottles, 5,000 bottles a month to supply to all of them.
Right, because you had just started there then.
Exactly. And it was a small business. I never expected to expand even till Heads of Potatoes.
Wow, so your journey's like been incredible.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey and how everything's been and the support?
Yeah. So I had gotten a lot of support from my friends, family, even like, you know, outer circle of family, my mom's friends, my, you know, people I don't even know have approached me and said, what you're doing is amazing. Like, they're so proud of me, knowing at such a young age. And I think support is one of your biggest motivations. When you know there are people backing up for you, or they're there for you, is what really helps you. Because, you know, if you're going to fall, there are people to actually hold you back and push you forward. There's so many times in my journey, I felt like, no, I can't do this anymore. I am not getting any manufacturer. Forget it. But there have always been people who will push me even harder to get my goal. So that has been one thing that I really respect, and that has really helped me to get where I am right now.
I totally agree with you. You always need to have like a shoulder to cry on, and just someone who just understands you really well.
Yeah.
So yeah, totally. I totally agree with you on that one. And the last one I want to ask you is, that, you know, how is just everyone kind of like, oh my God, she's the founder of Slurpee. So like, how is everyone just kind of like, have they like, when they see you, just, oh my God, she's the founder of Slurpee or something like that?
No, I think it's completely normal. It's very casual between everybody I meet. They're just really proud. I think it's more like pride that, oh my, like, she belongs to my family. She, you know, she's our kid. Or, you know, maybe my nanny says, oh, she's my granddaughter. It's more like pride rather than being surprised, like, oh, she's this, or rather being not really starstruck, but surprised. It's more a sensation of pride and how proud my family is of me.
So no one's like, oh my God, let me take a picture. That's the
That's definitely not the case. It's more like they feel proud. Even strangers have walked up to me and said, I am so proud of you. Like, you know, people who know of me, or even like, you know, have heard of Slurpee and heard of me, that they just say, I'm so proud of you. I've gotten tons of DMs saying, like, not only inquiring, but also saying, I'm really, really proud of where you've got into and what you have done.
And leading to what you just said, there's one more question I have. In your Instagram feed, you actually also mentioned about you had gone to, I think, a pop-up called Dogs Affair or something.
Dogs
like
and that. Dogs. Yeah, dogs.
Yeah.
The Dogs Affair.
So would you like to talk about a bit on that?
Dog Affair was honestly amazing. It helped me get all these Myntra Big Bazaar contacts. I did not make as many expected sales as there, but that honestly made me understand that maybe my pricing was wrong, because my pricing was way too high. I think it was 1,000, it reached 1,000, peaked 1,000 that time, because, you know, the stalling, etc. And maybe that's why many people were not buying it, looking at the price. It was too expensive. And that's why I had to count down my figures, maybe get into 9-9 figures. So it's more, you know, an appealing price. It looks less, but it is as much. So that made me understand the way business works, the way you have to attract customers and stuff like that.
So in your stall, did you have like samples kept and your dog was
definitely,
like...
Definitely, I had all these. My dog was right there and he was showing people how to drink. I was taking my dog around there. A lot of people have taken pamphlets. So after that, many people have contacted me after taking pamphlets from there.
Yes, totally. So word of mouth and some...
And honestly, even if you're going for a pop-up, or anybody who's going for a pop-up or something, if you do not get expected sales, that's okay. But when you attend these dog affairs, pop-ups, exhibitions, it's more of spreading the word and letting people know about your business rather than eventually, like, you know, individually selling. Because you never know, you get such big contacts at this point in time. You get 5,000 bottle contacts, you know, orders of 6,000 bottles rather than selling 500 bottles. So it's more about contacts and spreading the word rather than selling in all these pop-ups.
Wow. And what's your pricing for Slurpee and Slurpee Plus?
So now it's again dropped to, Slurpee has become $8.49 and Slurpee Plus is $8.99. So in 50 rupees more, you get a whole entire new idea and another entire feature.
Yeah, I think that's like a really good pricing, and it's, so now probably your sales will start again a lot.
Luckily it has.
Yes. And how many other like variations of colors and all that?
Yes, there are definitely variations of colors. Slurpee Plus has four colors. Slurpee has three colors, and they're all super attractive colors. Slurpee has pink, blue, and yellow, and Slurpee Plus has a gray, a green, a pink, and a blue.
And like, I don't know, but does the bottle have like something that attracts a dog to drink from it or something?
My dog, even if he's not thirsty, I think for dogs, you know how kids have an idea of maybe if a water bottle, you know, the sipping water bottles or the spray water bottles, we love to drink out of those water bottles. Similarly, dogs and cats, trust me when I say this, they love drinking in that form. They find it so interesting that even if they're not thirsty, they'll drink water, which is so good for dogs. Like humans, the more the water, the better. For dogs, the more the water, the better it is.
Yes, totally. Thank you everyone for joining in. It's been a wonderful journey, and I think Dia has literally worked very hard and made lots of sacrifices, and all those are really summing up, and like, I don't know, it's just really worth it, I think. And Slurpee has become like so big right now, and I was like really honored. Thank you. One word that is good. Your biggest learning from Slurpee?
Success. It's a success.
A brand you admire?
Zara.
Your icon?
Mark Zuckerberg.
You would like to attribute your success to?
My mentors and my mother.
When you grow up, you want to be?
An engineer and businesswoman.
Your favorite food?
Sarso ka saag.
Your biggest support?
My family.
One word that describes the story of you?
Fantastic.
Thank you, Dia, for coming and
talking to us. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.